Good evening. Welcome to the Soleri Report. Today is April 11th, 2013. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted that you could join me this evening. On the blog, tomorrow will be the transcript of the first quarter wrap-up. I recommend it if you didn't get a chance to hear the wrap-up. It's a very good overview of events right now, and I think it gives you a good, deeper perspective on what's happening. We'll have that up. We're also having up tomorrow a dialogue I did with Bonnie Faulkner. Bonnie Faulkner has a very successful show on KPFA Radio in Berkeley. We did a series on her show, Guns and Butter, called Unpacking Mr. Global. Three sections. It was very popular. I was out in California last fall and kept running into a series of very wonderful people who were suggesting financial solutions for our political problems that were going to make the problem worse. That includes B corporations, impact investing, county banks was another one, government county banks. And I kept saying to them, look, you're going to make things worse, not better. And I said, we finally got down to it. And I said, our problem is we're dealing with a group of people who have the impunity to kill us. And we need to deal with that. And they said, well, we don't want to deal with that, but we want to do something positive. And I said, well, then don't do anything. Anyway, so I decided it would be good to go into the studio with Bonnie and have a conversation called Getting to Real Solutions. What are the things we need to understand to get to real solutions? And in fact, we're going to have a Soleri Report in the first week of May with Foster Gamble and Kimberly Gamble, the producers of Thrive, who have something called the Solutions Hub, which I think is one of the greatest tools in helping us understand how to get to very positive solutions. We're going to be talking about a lot of the success stories. Where have we as a society taken action and really backed up the centralization? Anyway, so check that out. It'll be up tomorrow. It's Bonnie Faulkner, Getting to Real Solutions. And if you enjoyed Unpacking Mr. Global, it's sort of a great follow-up. Upcoming events, I'm going to be in Portland on April 24th, the Illahi Lecture Series, Who Owns Your Finances and What Can You Do About It? And then Subscriber Luncheon in Portland on April 27th, another one on June 1st in Marin County, outside north of San Francisco. Just sign up on the blog if you're interested. Tonight, we got lots to talk about, Coming Clean, Precious Metals, and the Market Report with Franklin Sanders, and a special interview with Larry Pratt, President of Gun or Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. And then after we do the Precious Metals Market Report with Franklin, we're going to play the interview with Larry, which we pre-recorded. And then Franklin and I are going to tie it back to the events of what's going on in the precious metals market. Clearly, as I described in the wrap-up and we've been talking about on the Soleri Report, we're into a new phase. We've gone beyond the financial coup d'etat, and now we're watching a whole wave after the election of increased ownership or an increased effort to control politically and to control ownership of assets. In all my conversations over the last week about the different aspects of this control story, one being gold, and what's happening in the precious metals market, or another being gun ownership, or another one that was very much a topic of conversation between me and a variety of people this week, and I know it's happened to Franklin too, is the pump and dump of Bitcoin. I am so concerned. I want us to share a map that will help us navigate ourselves and our assets through this period. I want to keep discussing these issues tonight, but my goal is not to hammer any particular point home, but rather to make sure that your immunity to the dirty tricks is much higher and your ability to navigate is much more powerful, because events are going to change day to day and the games are going to change, but the idea or the effort to dirty trick you and play you is going to be with us here for a while. Mr. Global wants to control the land. He wants to control the water. He wants to control the food supply. He wants to control precious metals. He wants to control essential enterprises. Think of this as a monopoly board. And the big question, the big war, the game of economic warfare between you and I and Mr. Global is he wants all of us to finance him owning those things as opposed to us financing them directly, or, you know, there are a variety of ways indirectly. But the question is, are we going to Live with the risk of real assets and tangible assets and risk-based assets, or are we going to put our money in bonds and finance Mr. Global? And that's the question before us. We see one of my favorite newsletter writers, Stuart Thompson, had a great Graceland update this week where he calls them the banksters. The banksters are playing us at a micro level, and we need to play back hard. One of the things he pointed out was that maybe we shouldn't be so excited if the value of our stocks and bonds are going up, because then that means, in fact, that monetary supply is expanding in a way that means that people all around the world are going to starve and won't be able to eat as the prices of food go up. He calls it the killing zone. And we need to think, we need to look at the map, and we need to think about what is happening and what it means to people everywhere, not just to ourselves. Because the goal here is not to make money, and I'm an investment banker and an investment advisor. I love to make money. But the goal is to make sure that we are successful as human beings, and we can't do that unless those around us are also successful. So we need to be cognizant that we're in a highly political situation, and the game is not market, the game is economic warfare.